of the heartland.com.
Again, Kathy Dawes, along with Manhattan Mayor Linda Moore, City Manager Ron Fear, talking about tonight's agenda for the Manhattan City Commission. And I know we got through half of the business portion on the agenda there, Ron.
We did.
But I
know more items.
Business improvement services fees, another item that will be looked at, and I know particularly Aggieville and downtown business.
Right. This is we have business improvement districts that have been formed both in the downtown and the Aggieville area, and this is a program where the city serves as a facilitator to collect fees for the organizations in order for them to better market and organize their respective communities and work with the businesses to promote them, special event planning, different types of decorations, snow removal, trash pickup, and I guess we got a phone call.
Yes, we do. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please. You're on the online with City Manager and Mayor. Go ahead, please.
About the conference center, I'm talking to your City Manager. I mean, talking to your Finance Manager, Bernie. He says that the city owes the whole $10 million on that conference center. You think we could have a misunderstanding or conflicts of money there someplace?
No, so we do. The city carries the primary debt for the conference center and the total conference center was about 9.5, just under $10 million in total cost, and the city did issue bonds for that. And then we have a lease arrangement with the owners. Actually, it's a economic development agreement. It's not a lease. The property is actually owned by the HCW entity, and then they have an agreement where they pay us annually. For ultimately, it'll be about $5 million that they'll pay for their portion of the facility. So,
okay, thanks.
Yep.
Appreciate the phone call, 537-1350, if you have questions or comments. Back to the business improvement services fees, and any more to add?
Sure,
on that, Ron?
Absolutely. So this is, again, the city collects an assessment, provides an assessment through the tax process collect the fees, and then we provide it back to those entities on a quarterly basis. The process to do this is set up by state statutes, and one of the requirements is it has to be reestablished annually. And so this is the process that we go through to hold a public hearing, and an ordinance must be passed to levy those fees. We've made some adjustments in the program a little bit. A lot of times the districts, and there's a advisory boards specifically set up to advise the commission on these two districts, and they're recommending no real changes in the fee setup at this point. Downtown, I believe, is recommending they have different areas that they assess different rates to, and basically the closer you are to Points Avenue, the higher your fee is. And so, and I was going to say, one of the things that downtown does is the decorations, the flower baskets and the flags and those sorts of things. So some people benefit a little bit more from that, so they pay a little higher fee for that location. And so I think they're bringing a few other businesses into a new zone. So their fee may change, but the overall fees aren't proposing any changes. The way that we collect that fee is also undergoing some modifications. We've made some changes to this program over the past few years, and there was a point in time where there was a late fee, and then last year we did away with the late fee. And so one of the things that we're kind of putting back in place is that the notices go out in January, and they're due by the 1st of March. If they haven't paid by the 1st of March, we are going to give them a 30-day grace period before we go into a collections process. So I think there's been some good aspects for that. We're doing some more communication efforts with the directors of the district, some more online work. Their official notices are going to look like an official piece of a letter that with some special information on it, so it doesn't look like it's junk mail. And so We're trying to do some things. There'll be some more in-touch type things that we can do to verify that we're communicating with the right people. And so I think some good improvements, and certainly goes for a good cause.
Mayor?
I think that we're putting some real thought into it. We've been tinkering with it each year, and this year I think we have pretty much the right formula. We won't be surprising the business owner. And that's one of the problems, is finding the right person to talk to, whether it's a manager or a clerk or the actual owner of the building or the owner of the business. Finding the right place to send the bill is sometimes a real trick. But even within the city processes, you know, we're trying to be as efficient as we can with and as sensitive as we can. So bottom line, I'm glad we aren't having to raise the rates. We're just tinkering with the process.
Okay. Airport landing fees, also that final item on the agenda.
Sure. This is just an item that we've been looking at and updating. The landing fees haven't been adjusted since the mid-90s. One of the things that has spurred this on is the increased jets that we've had. We've gone to greater than 60 passenger jets, which triggered some of our security requirements at the airport. And currently, if airplanes and air jets that are less than 60,000 pounds currently pay a landing fee of 40 cents per 1,000 pounds. If they're over 60,000, it jumps to $1.50, which is significant. The airline was kind of surprised by their new category of fees, and so that asked us to look at this. And so we've looked at other markets that we are benchmarking against, and so the Airport Advisory Board has looked at this as well and are making a recommendation that we increase the rate to 50 cents per thousand, as opposed to requiring this group. And that will go up to, we're changing that 60,000 threshold to 100,000 pounds. And then we're keeping it at $1.50 for airlines that are over 100,000. So a lot of the charter aircraft, the sports charters, a lot of those are over that rate and have been. They've been used to paying that particular rate. So it's kind of a compromise, but it's also a modernization, looking at was that rate, did it really fit with what we were doing, and how did it compare with other airports our size. And so are making this modification, and from a recommendation from the Airport Advisory Board, and I think it's appropriate. It will increase our revenue $40,000 to $50,000 a year, and that'll help offset some of our operating costs as well.
That shift to the larger aircraft happened so quickly, though. I'm sure there were a lot of little details that were difficult.
Still catching up with. Uh-huh. Yep, for
exactly.
Sure.
Linda, anything you want to add on the airport fees, landing fees?
No, just that, you know, I tend to grow impatient. We're waiting for an inspection from the airline, and just even these fees, you know, we're just since we have the larger planes, we have to make an adjustment. We need to talk to the airline and make sure that we we've negotiated this. So it's a good thing to continue on, and they have to pay too. We have a higher threshold, a higher rate now that we're having larger planes, and we just have to make it work. So it's a reasonable adjustment.
It is 9:30. Let's go ahead and take that second break. Manhattan Mayor Linda Morse with us today. City Manager Ron Fear, again, 537-1350. Appreciate the call we got earlier. Call 3866-776-1350. You're listening to In Focus.
KMEN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. Their bank is big on you. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
At Sylvan Learning Centers, there's an entire team ready to help students succeed. Here's what Jenny, Center Director at the Manhattan Sylvan, has to say.
Hi, I'm Jenny, Center Director for Sylvan of Manhattan. Many parents have tried one